of Christ. Now, just in case, you don't have to say that. I'm going to tell you what to say. Just in case your neighbor is not saved, you say this to him. Say, now if you are outside, praise God, of Christ, please, please, please get inside today. Amen. You see, there's some benefit, praise God, for being inside of Christ. You see, those who are outside of Christ are strangers. Amen. And there's something about somebody who is a stranger and who is a foreigner. Amen. That means that we don't have the benefits or the promises that God has made. Somebody say, what are those promises? The Bible tells us there's over 30,000 promises that's in the Bible that he has made towards his people. Can I just give you a few of them? Praise God. He promised to make us the head and not the tail. Amen. That's a promise. Amen. So if you're inside Christ, he's letting you know that he's going to make you the head and not the tail. Praise God. He promised that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. He promised, praise God, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. He promised, praise God, that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm talking about all of the promises that he gave us. Not only that, he promised, praise God, that in his Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he promised that I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. I'm talking about some promises. But if you're outside, you're alienated, praise God, you don't have a right to those promises.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
And his mercy endures forever. Now on this morning, if you will, I want to call our attention to the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 4. Amen. Nehemiah, chapter number 4. Yeah. If you can't find it right off, look in the table of contents, see what page it's on. We'll get there. And don't feel bad. I had to do that. Yeah. I'm already marked, so don't worry. I'm already there. Amen. 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 Nehemiah. Chapter number 4. Amen. And if you will, with your mind, let us stand in honor of God's word. Not just because I told you, but because we stand in honor of God's word. Amen. And I know some of y'all talking about what it said in the Bible, right there in Nehemiah. Say, and when Ezra opened up the book of the law, all the people stood up.
Amen.
Ezra didn't even have to ask them to stand up. They just automatically stood up.
Amen.
When the word of God was open. Reading, yes, from verse 6 through 11 and verse 20 we find these words. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabians, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Now, in the old King James Version, it says, and hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Then Judah said, the strength of the laborer is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. And verse 20 says, whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us. Our God will fight for us. Our emphasis is really on verse number 8 that says, and all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. But I want to use the word from the old King James Version that says hinder it. And for a few moments, I just want to talk from the subject hinderers. 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 It's going to make sense after a while. In our Bible study, we are still breaking down the covenant that we make with one another every third Sunday, as we promise with the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love as one body in Christ. But my brothers and sisters, as you know, and I believe you agree, that this isn't an easy task. That's why the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:3 that we are to endeavor to make every attempt to keep ourselves unified in the Spirit by binding ourselves together with peace. Because that's the only way that we'll be able to walk together in Christian love. But now, we're not asked to do this in our own strength, but with the aid of the Holy Spirit that indwells every born-again baptized believer in Christ. And that's why we say with the aid of the Holy Spirit, we promise to walk together in Christian love. But now the Holy Spirit has limited itself, meaning he won't force us to follow his leadings. We must willingly follow his leadership if we are to walk together in Christian love as a unified body in Christ. Now, in order to do this, we must have our focus right. In other words, we must keep our focus on God and not ourselves. Because our enemy, the devil, as we learned in Bible study, is constantly launching attacks against the church of God. But God has also limited him. Are you with me? To only be able to entice and tempt us. Meaning the devil can't force or make us do anything. And so the question is, if the devil can't make us do anything, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside, which is more powerful than the devil, then why is there so much disunity in the body of Christ? Well, I need to tell us, it's because Satan the devil has planted some counterfeit Christians in the body of Christ. He also uses weak Christians. I'm talking about more focused on themselves than they are God. Now the Bible called these folks hinderers. And that's my subject this morning, hinderers. Note in the text that as Nehemiah and the people were restoring the wall around the city and the gates to their former position, verse 8 said, and all them conspired to come together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion, according to the New King James Version of the Bible. But my subject, as I've already said, comes from the Old King James Version that says all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and hinder it. But now, a hinderer is anyone or anything that stands in the way of progress. And so the word hinder in the Old King James Version, where we draw our subject, is translated create confusion in the New King James Version. Because either word, a word means to stand in the way of progress. And so as we make our way to the text, we have a picture of how to experience victory in spite of oppositions and the hindrances that is all around us. Now, the theme of the book of Nehemiah is the rebuilding of the wall, because King Nebuchadnezzar had attacked Jerusalem, took captives to Babylon, and left the city in ruins, and he set fire to the wooden gates that kept the city secure, demolished the wall, trampled the grave, and carried many Jews away into Babylonian captivity. But now, by the time of our text, the Jews had been released from Babylonian captivity and had been back in Jerusalem now for some 90 years. But ever a number of the Jews had remained in Babylon and Persia. Now, one of these captive Jews who remained in Babylon and Persia, was Nehemiah, who had been elevated to the position of cupbearer to King Artaxerxes, the monarch of Persia. But now, the position of cupbearer, I need to tell us, was a high position, because the person who held that position had to taste the wine and whatever was brought to the king to make sure that it wasn't poison. Yeah. And so it was while Nehemiah was in the palace at Shushan that he met Hanani and some brothers from Jerusalem, who had journeyed there from the homeland. Yeah. And like many of us, Nehemiah wanted to know about how things were back home. Right. And so they told him that the remnant that was left in the province was in great affliction and reproach, because the walls around Jerusalem were broken down and the gates had been burned by fire, according to Nehemiah 1 and 3. And so this news about the terrible condition of Jerusalem greatly saddened Nehemiah, because not like some folk, Nehemiah didn't forget where he came from. Amen. In other words, unlike some folk who leave home, they never remember family, friends, or any of those they left behind. Amen. But my brothers and sisters, it's not good to forget where you came from, not only geographically, but spiritually. Especially before you were saved, because you were once in the same shape as everybody else you left, amen, before the Lord came into your life. But now you need to remember, I tell you, where you came from, and you need to sometimes go back and try to let the ones you left behind know that the same God who saved you, he's able to save them also. And so Nehemiah, being deeply sensitive, was moved by the terrible condition of his homeland. Therefore, because of his love for his homeland and because of his love for God, he requested permission from the king to go back home to rebuild those city walls and restore the gates that had been destroyed by fire. But now, once he arrived in Jerusalem, Brother Crowell, the first thing he told the people was that he wasn't sent there to do the work on his own. But the hand of the Lord was upon him. Because Nehemiah was already convinced that in spite of any obstacle or circumstance that may come against him, as they worked to rebuild the wall, that the Lord's hand had blessed them already with the victory. And we need to know that no matter what comes in our life, we already have the victory. Yes, the battle has already been